It's like Peter said when he walked up to that cripple. He said, I don't have no money. I don't have no silver. I don't have no gold. But in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. And that poor little old man looked down there, and I could just see Peter reach down and grab him by the hand and jerk him plumb. He said, I said, get up in the name of Jesus and walk. And the guy jumped up and he was healed and he's running up and down the stairs. Everybody's praising God. Well, naturally, the church leaders come and say, how'd you do this? He said, if you think it was by my righteousness or my holiness, this man stands before you healed, let it be known it was by faith in the name of Jesus. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man stands before you healed. How do we get it done? Me and Cheryl and Sharon and all the rest of us and Dave, all the rest of us in the ministry, we pray the prayer of faith based around the righteousness of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. It's by faith in Him that we get these things done. We know we've not yet attained that goal where we want to be, but we're shooting for that goal. We want to be all the way to the top. So when we pray the prayer of faith, the King says, yes, children, whatever you all want, just ask me for anything and I'll do it. I can't think of nobody I'd rather have on my side when he says, come and ask me for anything and I'll do it for you. And did you know he made us that promise several times in his word? You know that, young lady? So don't you think it's time we start using those powerful verses? Yes. So by faith in the name of Jesus. When somebody says, I want you to pray the prayer of faith for me, they say, oh, I wish I could be righteous like him. Hey, ain't got nothing to do with me. It's by my faith in him. The King. He's the one who's going to heal you, right? I'm not going to do it. But if we're double-minded, what do we get from God? I mean, you don't never pray the prayer of faith for healing if it be your will. Never. Not unless you don't want to get nothing from me. You know, when you want to get something from God, you pray it. Now, then, according to Romans chapter 10, verse 8 to 14, your miracle is in your mouth. Somebody says, where is my miracle? Right here. This is how you release your faith. With your mouth. How did I get my granddaughter healed? With my mouth. By faith in the Word of God. Speaking it. I'd already hidden it in my heart over all the years. In Romans 10:8, let's go over there and look at that. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. According to this scripture, your miracle is very close to you. It is in your mouth. Look what he says. But what saith it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved, or sozo. Sozo. Now that word saved right there is that word sozo, S-O-Z-O, right there. And that word is translated in that verse, saved. But that word sozo also means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. And that word sozo in the Greek is used 120 times in the Greek New Testament in 103 different verses. If God tells you something 120 times, you think He means for you to get it? Well, if you're as slow in some things as I am, you needed to be told more than 120 times. Now, I'm assuming this is your husband. Is this true? Now, you're a woman and he's a man. You know you can't tell him nothing one time and he gets it every time, right? Right, because he's a normal man. See, that's the way we're made, son. You know that, don't you? These girls tell us something and they're going to go to town tomorrow. And tomorrow you say, what are you going to do? She said, well, I'm going to town to do this. Why? I didn't know. She said, well, I sat right in there and told you last night. Are you normal? Yep, yeah, he's just like me. My wife, we have these kind of discussions. Where are you going? Well, I told you yesterday three times, you know, that I'm going to go do this. I don't remember it. Why is this the guys we have that kind of problem? You know that? Because we ain't listening, you know. We have selective listening. We only hear what we want to hear. All you girls know that. But the word sozo is a great and awesome word. That word sozo means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. Now, that when that becomes a revelation to you, it's not only it says you'll be saved, it says for in verse 10, it says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, whosoever believes on Him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever. Who are these promises for? God's no respecter of persons. For even verse 12 says, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. In other words, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. He's rich to who? Does that include you? Rich to all that call upon Him in faith. Now, not in unbelief. You got to call on Him in faith. Verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be sozo. Saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. Now, that word right there is the word that set me free over 20 years ago. That word, when I learned that word by faith. In fact, right there's a scripture I was reading that night. I had a fairly new computer. You know, in 1980, they came out with a wonderful thing, a computer, a desktop computer. Now, you know, that's almost hard to believe that they only been out since 80. Everybody's got one. You can't live without one. That's just like when they come out with a fax machine. Somebody said, who would want one of those things? But I can remember whenever they come out with the first telephone and they run that line like 50 miles or 80 miles, whatever it was, north from New York City. And the guy said, we're going to be able to talk here and talk to the guy in that office up there. And he called in all these big business executives trying to get them to invest. And these big, powerful men with lots of money, they looked at that and said, you get to talk to somebody in another city? That's the stupidest invention I ever had. Nobody will ever make that thing work. And they wouldn't invest. And today, you can't live without a telephone, can you? In fact, most of us can't live without a cell phone. And both of us got to have one, right? Cheryl and I couldn't get by without one. And we got to have one. You know, she wants me on a string. She wants to know where I'm at. When she needs me, when she needs a prayer request, she don't want to have to look for me. She wants to push a button on that telephone and say, honey, you need to pray for me right now. Is that right, honey bunny? Yeah. She don't want to have to hunt me down. She wants to know where I'm at the end of that telephone. That's a good place to be today. See, we don't think we can live without them. They are nice, aren't they? But a telephone, we got to have them. But back in those days, some of those investors thought that was crazy. A telephone? Who'd ever buy a stupid telephone? Well, the ones that did invest, they've done okay. They've done okay. But here, this word, sozo, is the word that set me free. When I got a hold of this, I was reading that night, and it says that whosoever shall confess with thy mouth, Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Sozo. And when I clicked on the word saved, it pulled in the word sozo in the Greek. Now, see, this is wonderful. I couldn't do this until computers came along. But when computers came along, I could do this. And then also the word sozo pulled in the Greek definition in English, and it said it meant all those words. So I said, I wonder how many times that word sozo is used in a Greek text. So I went back and looked it up and found that it was used 120 times. And I went back that night and read every one of those. When I got through reading those, I told the Lord, I said, it took me hours to read all 120 places. I said, Lord, I am more confused than I've ever been. I said, it looks like if the word sozo means saved, healed, delivered, preserved, made whole, and all those things, I said, then, Lord, it appears that I was healed on the cross 2,000 years ago, just like I was saved on the cross 2,000 years ago. You hardly ever find anybody that doesn't agree that Jesus paid the price for our salvation on the cross 2,000 plus years ago. Nearly everybody believes that. But when it says healing, They say, well, sometimes it's God's will to heal and sometimes it's not. No, that's a lack of knowledge. You don't know. That'd be just like me saying, well, it's God's will to heal you. I mean, to save you, but not your wife. I mean, he ain't going to save her. Uh-oh. Would that be awful? But now, what if God were to put this statement in His Word? He didn't put names. What if He said, I'm come to save the whole world but one person? There's one person I'm not going to save. There's one person that's going to be so mean. There's one person. I'm not only one out of the multitudes, but there's only one I'm not going to save. So you come to the, and you know that. And you read, if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you'll be saved. And then the devil will say, you know, but you're that one. You're the one. You old wicked woman, you're the one. You ain't never going to, oh, you old wicked boy. He tells us all that, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
So how could we possibly have faith to be saved if we knew there was one that God wasn't going to save? You couldn't. You could not have faith to be saved if there was just one. He'd said, I ain't going to save you. Now see, if God said in His Word, if He's a faith God, and you have to receive Him by faith, you've got to know it's His will to save everybody that asks Him, right? I mean, if I say, it's God's will to save everybody, anybody, I don't care who you are, you come to Him and ask Him to save you, He will in no wise turn you away. And that's true, isn't it? He'll not turn away nobody. Well, what if I come up and say, you know, your miracle's in your mouth as far as salvation, just like it is for healing. So if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, the Father raised Jesus from the dead for your healing. If you'll confess that with no doubt in your heart, then I will be healed. It's done. Somebody said, well, I did that, but I don't see any difference. Hey, a lot of times you don't see any difference the first day or two or three or even a month. I mean, like Philip is not here today, but he was normally the one back there running the set. When I prayed for Philip that afternoon, for the young boy when he was 11 had all them warts all over his body. I walked out of there that day. I didn't see no difference in Philip. His mother asked me the question, when are all these warts and scars going to come off? I said, that's the only thing God don't tell me is when.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.